You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
This morning, I was with our Balanga Church, Bataan Balanga. We do have a Victory Church there in Bataan Balanga. If you get a chance to visit the place, you can join us for worship there. But Pastor Ado and myself went there yesterday, and we had a Making Disciples training yesterday afternoon and this afternoon at 2 o'clock to 6, and Pastor Ado is still there finishing the training. And I ministered in our church there this morning. It's a very refreshing city. It's very small. But it's got a lot of trees, and it's really nice. And the people there are very friendly, very hospitable. Papakainin ka ng papakainin hanggang ayaw mo na, pero papakainin ka pa rin ng papakainin. Okay. Kaya pabalik-balik ako dun. Pag may celebration dun, hindi uso kumain sa restaurant kasi hindi masarap yung restaurant compared sa magluto-luto yung mga tao sa church. Tsaka mag-gather together. So, mga tinapa, mga alimango, mga cardiac delights lahat. Mga talaba, tapos may mga na-discover ako, yung dahon pala ng kasoy ginagawang salad. Alam nyo ba yun? Sabi sa inyo. So, punta kayo doon. Wag nyo lang sabihin na pinadala ko kayo doon. Baka singilin ako. Okay, so anyway, we were in our church in Balanga this morning, and we had two brand new members of the church attend this morning. And while I was preaching, I could see them in the corner. So after the service, I really went there and said hi to them, although hindi pa ako pinapansin. But we were excited kasi 2 weeks ago, we were praying for these two members. 50-50 yung buhay nila. They're twins na pinanganak 2 weeks ago. And it was a joy to see them this morning. Tapos ang liliit nila, kasi twins usually mas maliit, di ba? Ang liliit, tapos ang payat. I guess anybody compared to me, madaling sabihin payat. No? Anyway, tinitingnan ko sila, ang liit nila. But you know the amazing thing? Siguro mga few months from now, iba na yung itsura ng mga yon. They'll be longer. In fact, tinitingnan ko kanina habang nagtumitingin ako, sinusubukan ko measure gano'ng kahaba. Hindi nga, mas mahaba pa nga ito eh. But I'm sure in a few months, they'll be almost as long as my arm. In a few years, they'll probably be how tall? Maybe in a years from now, one of them or two of them might be even taller than myself. That's the amazing thing about growth. Growth happens even when you don't see anything happening. And minsan, kailangan medyo matagalan muna bago kayo magkita, bago mo manotice na ibang-iba na. Just my wife and myself walking through the mall, we saw Pastor Earl's kids, and sabi ng wife ko, si Daya, sabi niya, "Oy, mga anak ni Pastor Earl, pagtingin ko ba, lalaki na, tumatakbo na sa escalator, akit baba." Tatangkad na. That's the amazing thing about growth. When I remember growing up, grade 3, I was really excited kasi I was one of the tallest in the class. So, usually, nasa huli ako. So, madalas yan, either isa lang yung nasa likod ko o dalawa. So, because I was one of the tallest. Pero nung pagdating ko sa grade 5, yung growth, tuloy-tuloy pa rin, pero lumipat. Hindi na pag-ganun na. Eh, pag naglinya ka, hindi ka naman pinapahiga ng ganyan. Titingnan kung sino mas matangkad, di ba? So, kaya, after that, parang hindi na ako excited masyado sa growth kasi nasa gitna na ako ng linya, wala na ako sa likod. Di ba? But growth can sometimes be good, but growth can sometimes be bad. Generally, growth is positive. When you hear something's growing, it's generally positive. But sometimes growth can be good, sometimes growth can be bad. I'll give you an example. Growth in your income is great. How many of you would agree? Parang ayaw nyo ah. Ano, mag-pray na tayo na wag na lang mangyari? Growth in your income is good, but growth in debt is not good. Diba? Mabigat yun. And total, napag-usapan na namin yung debt, mag-attend na kayo kay, ano, kay Chink Positive. Kasi he will really help you. Alam nyo, sasabihin ko na lang to, I realized a few years ago, somebody shared this with me, and I realized how true this is. And sometimes, we don't know this, and we ignore this truth. That debt, ang utang ho, only works for people who have money. Pag wala kang pera, tsaka nangutang ka, lulubog ka. Tapos sometimes you wonder, bakit ganun? Bakit yung may pera pa yung nangungutang? Bahala. Tanungin nyo na lang si Mr. Chink Positive. Okay? So mag-attend kayo. But anyway, growth in your career can be great. But sometimes, when the career becomes our main goal, other things suffer. We grow in our career, and then we regress in other areas. Today, I want to share with you, and I want to encourage you to grow in one area, that in the hope that you focus on this, not that you ignore everything else, but that you focus on this, that because if you grow in this area, it will be a blessing in every area of your life. So let's go back to the scripture we read. It talks about God is speaking in this scripture, and he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways. He's talking about his wisdom, he's talking about his knowledge, he's talking about his power. And then he shifts a little bit, and he begins to talk about his word. And then he says this about his word, as the rain and the snow come down from the heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish. So he compares his word to the rain and the snow, and it actually causes things to grow. So it causes things to grow, and the word of God will cause things to grow. And then he says this, so is my word that goes out of my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So he's saying here, his word will accomplish his purpose. It will bring growth. God has a purpose for his word. Friends, this is not a collection of quotations about God. This is not a collection of nice sayings. This is the word of God. And God has a purpose that he wants to accomplish. God is doing something. God doesn't say that, God doesn't just write things or say things out of nothing or for nothing. There is a purpose which God is trying to accomplish in our lives. And God wants to bring certain things in our lives. And I want us to look at a few of those things to encourage some of us. Genesis chapter 12, just to give you a glimpse of what God wants to do. I realize growing as a Christian, and now I really love the Word of God, and I want to know more about the Word of God, because I realize that the Word of God, when you talk about the Word of God is the will of God. The Word of God is the promise of God. What you read in this Word is the promise God is making to you and to me. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But the Word of God is also the plan of God. When you read the Word of God, you begin to see what God wants to do in your life. What God is working for you, or what God is trying to establish in your life. This is the plan of God for us and for our lives. There's so many Christians that are running around asking, what's the will of God? Pastor, what's the will of God? You want to know the will of God? This is the will of God. Somebody said it. You want to hear God? Ito ho, bibig ni Lord. Nagsasalita to eh. Ganyan, makinig kayo habang binabasa niyo. This is the will of God. I would encourage you to get to know the will of God. Genesis chapter 12, let's go there. Starting with verse 2. Now, this is the will of God for you. This is the plan of God for you. Ito yung gusto gawin ni Lord sa buhay nyo. This is the promise of God. Ito gusto ni Lord, promise ni Lord, mangyayari to sa buhay nyo. Gagawin ko to sa buhay nyo. And what is this? Take a look at this. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you.
I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. So anong promise ni Lord dito? Anong will ni Lord? God is promising significance. I will make your name great. Friends, you don't have to protect yourself in a sense that you don't have to step on other people to be significant in this world, because God is promising, God is working that you become somebody of substance in this world, because God has not destined anyone to failure and uselessness. God has a destiny and a purpose for each one of you. Ito sinasabi ni Lord, I'm going to do this in your life. God is promising protection. Kami ni Pastor Ado, magkasama kami kahapon, kinukwento niya sa Making Disciples class, first time ko lang nga narinig, na when he was not a Christian pala, he was so full of fear. He grew up in Rizal, tapos maraming mga kwento na mga lumilipad na mga kalahating tao, yung walis. Naalala ko noon, nauso yun eh, di ba? Sa Manila daw, na may mga aswang daw, maraming ganyan. Sabi nila, okay yun, pag naka-hire ka sa bahay mo ng katulong o kasambahay na aswang, okay yun, kasi naglalaba yung taas, naglalampaso yung baba. So, dalawang trabaho, minsan lang. Huwag kayong matakot dun. Malaking tulong sa inyo yun. But anyway, so nagkukwento si Pastor Ado na matakotin pala siyang ganun. So, pag gabi daw, pag umuwi siya, pag madilim, talagang ano siya, tapos nung papunta na siya sa Manila, nadagdagan pa ng mga kwento na yung pamangkin niya or cousin niya na hinold up nung nandito sa Manila. Tapos yung tito niya na hold up din sa Manila. So talagang pagdating niya dito para mag-aral sa UP, sa Padre Paura, talagang natatakot siya paggabi na pag naglalakad siya, sa gitna daw siya ng kalye naglalakad. Kasi natatakot siya. Pero nung na-born again siya, nung nakilala niya si Christ, nung nakita niya na yung sinabi sa Word of God, that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Sabi niya, nag-iba yung buhay niya. Naglalakad pa rin siya sa dilim, may takot pa rin ng konti, pero nagsasabi na siya ng Word of God. Hindi na siya sa gitna ng daan, nasa sidewalk na siya. Kasi lumakas na yung loob niya. You know, nakakatawa lang yun. But you know, it's amazing how many people walk around in our lives and in our world full of fear. But you know what? The Word of God can change that. Because God promises protection. God also promises in this word that we saw, God said, I will bless you. Pero hindi lang kayo na maging blessed, na blessed kayo. But what did God say? I will make you a blessing. Wow! Ano, alam niyo yung ibig sabihin nun? I don't know how much that is, pero ang alam ko lang, sobra yun. Kasi hindi ka pwede maging blessing kung tama lang. Hello? Kung sakto lang, kaya ayoko ng Coke na sakto, litro talaga iniinom ko. Para pag may humingi, di ba okay? Okay lang, sige, sige. Eh kung sakto lang bibili mo, may humingi, masama pa loob mo, di ba? You can never be a blessing unless you have more than enough. And that's God's promise. That's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to bring you to a place where it is overflowing so you can be a blessing. But we see that in the Word of God. And you know, so many Christians are running around wondering whether God has punished them to poverty and difficulty because they don't know what the Word of God says. Let's go. Let's look at another scripture, 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 8. Alam natin yung verse 6. Remember this? Sow sparingly, reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously, reaps generously. Alam natin yan. Pero verse 8, alam niyo ba to? Nakikita niyo ba? Nanonotice niyo ba to? Look at this. Look, this is what God wants to do in your life. And God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Wow! Hindi lang sometimes, hindi lang some things, but God wants to bring you to a place where you have all things at all times. Why? So that you can abound in every good work. so that you can fulfill the call of God in your life. So you can fulfill the purpose of God in your life.
Hindi natin sinasabi dito na lahat tayo titira sa Forbes Park. Pero ang sinasabi natin dito, na kung anong call ni God sa buhay mo, kung anong purpose ni God sa buhay mo, kung anong kailangan mo para magawa yon, para ma-fulfill yon, God will supply everything.
That's an amazing promise from God. That's the will of God in your life. Let's go on. Verse 11, look at this. You will be made rich in every way. Wow. So you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
Di ba pag may tinulungan kayo, minsan ang reaction nila, nagte-thank you kay Lord bago sayo. Minsan nga, nakakalimutan ka na eh.
See, when you're a blessing, God's name is praised. When you're a blessing, God is honored. God wants to make you not just blessed, but a blessing.
Punta tayo ngayon sa 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, same book, chapter 1, verse 20. And let's take a look at this.
For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. For no matter how many promises God has made.
You know what I realized? Diba sabi natin, this is the promise of God.
If you find the promise here, and you ask for it, the answer is what? Yes. Now, I also found out, and this changed what I saw and how I saw the Word of God. I found out that in this Bible, there are close to 6,000 promises from God. 6,000. Friends, there is a promise here for every problem you will ever face in life. There is a solution here for every problem you will face in life. There is a promise here for every decision you will ever make in life. There is a way and a promise to destroy every hindrance that stands between you and the promise of God in your life. Everything. Pero you know the amazing thing is? So many Christians are running around when they're pressured and they're tense and they're stressed, thinking, saying these things, Pastor, anong gagawin ko? Hindi ko alam will ni Lord. Pastor, ano ba gagawin ko dito? Ano? Hindi ko alam gagawin ko. Why? Baka siguro, hindi nila alam ang promise ni Lord. Hello? 6,000 promises. You know, this Bible so shows you what life should be like. Not, you know what life should be like? Life shouldn't be dictated by the world. Life shouldn't be dictated by the economy. Life should be dictated by the Word of God. How many of you read this Bible and you get excited and you get inspired? Yes. You know, I'm glad you get inspired with the Bible. But do you know what? The Bible did not just, God did not just give us the Bible to get inspired. Sabi ni Lord, ano sabi niya? My word will accomplish its purpose. God gave us the word so that His purpose and His plan and His will in your life will happen. This word will change you, but it will also change others, and it will change your world. This word is powerful. Friends, alam nyo, when you go to a bookstore, one of the biggest sections of the bookstore is what they call self-help section. There's books there on how to make your finance better. Pastor Chinky will talk about some of it, but you'll find out what makes Pastor Chinky different from other financial gurus. But There's self-help there, how to be a better person, how to walk with confidence. Ano kikita mo diyan sa self-help? Paano magpa-cute? Paano magpaganito? Paano gumantito? Paano dapat anong hairstyle mo? Ano dapat sapatos mo? Andiyan 'yan lahat. Pero you know the amazing thing about the self-help books, pagkatapos mo basahin 'yan, what's next? Bahala ka sa buhay mo. Kasi you read a financial book there, sabihin sa'yo, kailangan mo mag-budget o kailangan mo magtipid o magtitipid ka na, magbabudget ka na. Pagkatapos mo magtipid, guess what? Emergency situation. Yung tinipid mo, binayad mo rin. The circumstances sometimes do not cooperate even when you want to change. But when you read the Word of God, it's different. Why? Because this Word is alive and it's active. We'll see that later. Iba yung Word ni God. Kasi si Lord, hindi nagsasabi, oh, yan ba gusto mo? O bahala ka sa buhay mo. In fact, God does things for you. The Word of God is amazing. You know, 6,000 promises. 6,000 promises. Si Pastor Mark, ibang klase talagang tao to. Mabilidad talaga to si Pastor Mark. We used to work together and ang laki talaga tulong niya nung hindi na kami magkasama, medyo nahirapan na talaga ako. Kasi mabilidad talaga yan si Pastor Mark. Pero one of the things about Pastor Mark, baka hindi niyo to alam, very generous yan si Pastor Mark. Ibang klaseng generosity ni Pastor Mark. So pagpalagay natin, dahil super generous si Pastor Mark, gusto niyang i-bless si Pastor Alfred. Okay? Sino ba mas kailangan? Si Alfred o si Earl? Ah, si Winston. Si Pastor. Oh, but anyway, gusto niya, sabihin mo na, gusto niya i-bless si Pastor Alfred. So bumaba siya sa Robinson's Bank. Kinausap niya yung manager, ang pangalan si Blessy. Sabi niya, Blessy, gusto ko i-bless si Pastor Alfred. Sabi niya yung Blessy manager, okay, anong gagawin natin? Ganito lang yan. Gusto ko magbukas ng account sa pangalan ni Pastor Alfred. Lalagyan ko ng 2,000,000 piso. Ba? Makakatulong kaya sa'yo yan? Ha? Pastor Mark, nagpaparinig na. But anyway, tapos sabi ni Pastor Mark kay Blessy, sabi niya, may isang kondisyon lang. Sabi ng manager, okay Pastor Mark, ano yung kondisyon? Dapat hinding-hindi malaman ni Pastor Alfred. Pag nalaman ni Pastor Alfred na may 2,000,000 siya sa bangko, sira ka agad, close ang account, wala nang deal. Ba't natatawa kayo? Makakatulong kaya yon? Bakit? Kasi hindi niya alam. Mga kapatid, million-million, lampas sa million ang diniposit ni Lord sa promises niya para sa iyo, para sa atin. Ang question, alam nyo ba? Alam nyo ba ang mga promises ni Lord? Friends, the Word of God has to grow inside of us. The Word of God has to grow in our lives. For the Word of God to grow, we'll close with this. Three, I want to share with you three things that can help us grow in the Word of God. Now, there's more, I suppose, but just three things. One, we have to crave for the Word of God. We have to crave for the Word of God. Kaya nga yung series natin, crave. You have to long for the Word of God. You have to want the Word of God. Pag may gusto kayo sa ibang bagay, di ba nakukuha nyo? Nakukuha nyo. Kahit pahirap pa yan, kahit sabihin ng mga tao, imposible yan, pero pag gustong-gusto mo, may paraan. When you begin to desire the Word of God, you learn the Word of God. You'll begin to want the Word of God and it will change you. It's got to start with you. This is a relationship. You got to start craving for the Word of God. Number two, surround yourself with the Word of God. Surround yourself with the Word of God. Alam nyo, ang mundo natin, ang daming voices, ang daming mga so-called prophets, dapat ganito. Friends, alam na, paano natin malalaman anong totoo, anong hindi? The Word of God will help you.
You gotta surround yourself with the Word of God. Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. It says about how to be successful. You have to know the Word of God. And it says, meditate on the Word of God day and night. Meditate means to think about it, to reminisce, to keep trying to find out what it means. Meditate on the Word of God. Make it change your thinking. Make it change your life. How many of us were already changed because of the Word of God? Friends, years ago, patay na ho yung mga panaginip namin. Wala na akong panaginip kasi akala ko noon, I will serve God. I was blessed by God. But hanggang doon na lang, there will be no hope for me. I thought I was going to serve God without money for the rest of my life. Until I began to see that that's not the will of God. And it began to change my thinking. It began to change who I was. And I began to believe God and began to see God change our circumstance. Surround yourself with the Word. The Old Testament, Moses is telling the Israelites, sabi niya, teach your children about the laws and the commandments of God. He said, put it in your door frames, put it in your doorposts, put it in your walls, put it in your tables, put it all over the place. Why? Because we have to meditate on the Word of God. Alam niyo, let me just encourage you this. Instead of meditating gaano kahirap ang buhay natin, i-meditate niyo yung Word ni God. Instead na mag-meditate ka kung paano ka gagawa ng milagro para mabayaran yung mga kailangan mo bayaran, mag-meditate ka sa Word ni God. Instead na mag-meditate ka na nakakainis habang nagmamaneho ka, kinat ka ng tao. Instead na i-meditate mo, nakakainis talaga yan. Ibang klase, demonyo siguro talaga yan. Tatabihan mo nga, oh, sasabi ko na nga, demonyo eh. Instead na i-meditate mo yan, i-meditate mo yung Word ni Lord. Mahal ni Lord yan. Namatay si Lord sa krus para dyan. Lord, isave mo. Lord, dali mo na sa langit, Lord. Diba? Pagkatapos nun, namagaan pa yung loob mo. Surround yourself with the Word of God. Meditate on the Word. Read it day and night. Let it go through your mind. Fill your mind with the Word of God. Friends, our world today, we need to learn so many things. In our jobs, we need to get retrained. We are getting so much. And I'm not saying this is all wrong. But friends, if we want a life that's victorious, if we want a life that goes above our world, we got to put the Word of God into our hearts and into our minds. Meditate on the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Listen, write it down. Mark it in your scripture. Try to remember it. Put it in your phone. Put it in your car. Meditate on the Word of God. Lastly, release the Word of God through your mouth. Release the Word of God. Joshua chapter 1 says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Then it says, meditate on it day and night. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Let's go there. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Look at this. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. You know, we talked about self-help books. One of the differences between a self-help book and the Word of God is this. The Word of God is living and it's active. When you read the Word of God, akala mo walang ginagawa yan. May ginagawa na yan sa loob mo. That's why when I get a chance to share the gospel, kahit ayaw pa ng tao, sabi niya, hindi ako naniniwala dyan, hindi ako naniniwala sa Diyos, but I ask them, can I share this with you? Pag sinabi nila, oo, I still take the chance to share it. Why? Because I know that if they get a chance to hear the Word of God can begin to turn things around in their heart because the Word of God is living and it's active. It's not just black ink on white paper. It's not just words. It is active. It's living, it's alive. We'll find out why as we close later in a few minutes. But the Word of God, it says, is a double-edged sword. The word double-edged means two mouths.
Bakit dalawang bibig? Because the first time the word of God was spoken, God spoke it out of his mouth. The second time the word of God is spoken, you speak it out of your mouth. And then when you agree, when you speak the word of God out of your mouth, it becomes a double-edged sword and it cuts through anything that's standing in the way between God's word and God's truth in your life. Many times, alam nyo tayo, Scripture says life and death are in the power of the tongue. You know how powerful your tongue is? Sometimes we curse ourselves with our tongue. The Bible says from the fruit of a man's lips, his life is filled with good things. Alam nyo, minsan pupunta tayo dito, mag-worship tayo, uwi tayo, wow, we're so encouraged. Ibang klase yung word, yung victory group, pinag-pray ako, we're so excited, I'm so happy, I'm so encouraged. Parang ano na, malapit ka ng lumipad sa faith. Pagdating mo sa bahay, sinalubong ka kagad ng kasambahay mo, kasama mo sa bahay, o anak mo, mami, mami, daddy, o ito na naman, o. Tapagtingin mo, oh no, babayarin na naman. Nakita mo yung Globe bill mo. Ano nangyari dito? Bakit ganito to? Nakita mo yung ibang bill? Pambirang buhay to. Ganito na lang ba parate? Wala na naman pera. Kung kailan ka walang pera, dun dadating ang bill. What did you do? You just began to curse yourself. You just nullified all the faith that you just went home with by cursing yourself instead of letting the word of God come out of your mouth. Somebody said it this way. This is great advice. Matinding revelation to. Sabi ng isang tao, if you have nothing good to say, shut up. You know, I learned that years ago. So today, when I'm pressured, when I'm stressed, now, I'm not saying I'm perfect. But when I try to do this, that when I'm pressured, when I'm stressed, I keep quiet for a while. And I begin to think, what does the Word of God say? I have a bill to pay. We don't know where to get the money. What does the Word of God say? My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. I begin to think about it, Lord, and pray, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you will supply all my needs. Then when faith begins to rise up within me, I begin to speak. I say, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for fulfilling all my needs. Lord, for providing all my needs. Instead na magpadala ka with lines like, pambira, buti pa ang pera, may tao, pero ang tao walang pera. When you're faced with a bill and you look at your wallet, tinitingnan mo yung wallet mo, walang laman, sabihin mo sa kanya, sinungaling ka! Magpakatotoo ka! Friends, don't curse yourself. Bless yourself. Let the word of God come out of your mouth. When you're praying for your relatives and your loved ones, let the word of God come out from your mouth. Lord, I thank you that you're saving my father and my mother. You're saving my children. You're saving, you're doing this work. Thank you, Lord. Then you begin to let the word of God begin to create the world God has promised you. For the word of God to grow, crave the word of God. For the word of God to grow, surround yourself with the word of God. For the word of God to grow in things and people around you, begin to declare the word of God out of your mouth. Grow in the word, and the word will grow in you. As we close, crave for the word, for it will cause God's best to continually grow in you. And I want to close with this scripture, John chapter 1, verse 1. The greatest difference between the word of God and every other book outside there, no matter how good that book is this. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was what? The Word was God. The power of this book is the God Himself is the Word of God. Verse 14 says this, and the Word became flesh and dwells amongst us. Full of grace and truth. Wow! Friends, the Word of God is not just God, but the Word of God is inside you. And when you read this Word, that Word inside of you, God Himself is getting stirred and He's taking things inside your heart and changing it, causing it to grow so that it will, His purpose and His plan will manifest in your life. The Word of God is powerful. Crave for the Word of God.